Support for the KNKX Studio Sessions comes from the Shack Art Center in Everett, featuring a glass pumpkin patch and the chance to make your own glass pumpkin during Shacktoberfest today through the 25th at the Shack Art Center in Everett. More information at Shack, SCHACK.org.
Our backs are a little straighter today as we welcome the five-man trio from the 56th Army Band, I Corps, from Joint Base Lewis-McChord. And don't let the name fool you. It's not really a trio. We have Sergeant First Class Joshua DeStefano at the piano, Sergeant Nicholas Crisotti at the bass, Specialist Joel Mauricio drumming, Sergeant Eric Feldra at the guitar, Sergeant Michael Cook sax, Specialist Ian Stark on trombone, and Specialist Jessica Hall singing. Please help me welcome the five-man trio.
Yeah. Music makes the bourgeois. wanna dance with my baby. And when the music stops, I never wanna stop. It's gonna drive, it's gonna drive me crazy. I said, hey, Mr. DJ, hey, put a record on, I wanna dance, I wanna dance with you. And when the music stops, I never wanna stop. It's gonna drive, drive me crazy.
The five-man trio, septet, from I-Corps, 56th Army Band, I-Corps from JBLM. Terrific band here. Sergeant First Class Joshua DeStefano, piano. Sergeant Nicholas Crozati, Specialist Joel Mauricio, bass and drums. Sergeant Eric Feldra, terrific guitar solo there, Eric. Sergeant Michael Cook on the sax solo there. Specialist Ian Stark, trombone. Specialist Jessica Hall, singing. We're thrilled to have the band here. Josh, I wanted to ask you a little bit about, we got to talk about the name of the band, the five-man trio. It's a seven-person group, and I understand that has a lot to do with the constant turnover that a band like this goes through.
Yeah, it's true. The band actually has had that name for a while, long before I think most of us were in it. And I do believe at one point it was a trio, and then it probably ballooned up to five, and then it was a five-man trio plus one, and so on and so forth, and now we're seven. And people know the name and like it, so we like it too. We like to confuse the audience.
Now, Josh, I understand you've been playing music in the Army for a long time, and I wonder if you could talk about the changes you've seen over the years about how the Army handles music.
Sure. I've been in coming on 20 years this January, and music has always been appreciated and a focus. But over the last, I would say, maybe, 7 or 8 years, they've really been trying to make more of a show. Mm-hmm. In the beginning, you would just go up there and play and not really engage the audience. And some people knew how to do that naturally, so they would interact, and other people not so much, depending on what sort of genre they came from. But lately, the Army's really been pushing it and actively getting people to engage and think about what they're doing on stage. And it's been a positive thing.
I think one of the things that really engages an audience is when you have a front woman singing. I'd like to ask Jess about joining the 56th Army Jazz Band. Now, you were with the military, but what led you to music in the field?
Right. Well, I was an air traffic controller. That's how I enlisted. And I'm watching television overseas, something called AFN, which is Armed Forces Network. It's a military TV so that soldiers overseas can still have access to American shows and American commercials and things of that nature. And I saw this commercial for a USERA soldiers course. I thought, what is that? That looks so cool. So I gave them a call, and I made an audition, and that's where it started. It was really fun.
Fantastic. Josh, I wonder if you could talk about the style of jazz that the band plays. Certainly that's not something that Cole Porter and George Gershwin fans would recognize. What was that first song you led off with?
That was a song called Music by Madonna. And we do a wide variety of stuff, a lot of funk and soul and all with a jazzy tint, if you will. But we play for a pretty wide variety of audiences, not always jazz fans. So we try to pick repertoire that they might recognize, and that tends to have a much better reaction than Cole Porter, which maybe they haven't heard.
Do you find that you tend to adjust your set depending on the audience? Do you know that there's, okay, this audience is going to want to hear In the Mood?
We definitely adjust our set to the audience. You know, nothing worse than playing for a room of empty faces.
And do you find that when you're abroad that certain songs hit differently than other songs?
Yes, yes. Several of us were overseas. Nick and I were in Belgium, and Jess and I were in Germany together. And they love 40s jazz over there. Big band was huge. Whenever we would play In the Mood, which was usually an encore, the crowd would go bananas. They had been waiting the whole show just to hear that one song, and they loved it.
We're live in the studios this afternoon with the five-man trio from the 56th Army Band, I-Corps. I want to tell you about some dates they have coming up. They are a busy band. You'll find them tomorrow night, 7 p.m. show at Olympia's Music in the Park series. Friday, they're heading further down south for the Vancouver, Washington Wine and Jazz Festival. Then next week, Wednesday the 31st at Portland 5 Theater in Oregon. As busy as they are, we're really thrilled that they could be with us for a few songs today. What have you got next for us, Josh?
The next song we're going to play is Faithfully by Journey.
Fantastic. Let's hear from the five-man trio live on 88.5 FM.
Highway ride into the midnight sun. Wheels go round and round, you're on my mind. Restless hearts sleep alone tonight. Sending all my love along the wire. They say that the road ain't no place to start a family. Right down the line, it's been you and me. But laughing and amusing, man, ain't always what it's supposed to be. Oh, you stand by me forever and I'm forever. There's circus life under the big top world. See, we all need the clowns to make us smile. Through space and time, always another show. Wondering where I am, lost without you. And being apart and easy on this love affair. Two strangers learning to fall in love again. But I get the joy of rediscovering you.
Dog. It's the five-man trio from I-Corps' 56th Army Band down at JBLM covering Journey. I thought that was fantastic. In fact, speaking of journeys, the band, of course, military members do a lot of traveling. And big in the jazz news recently, the passing of one of the great jazz musicians, pianist and whistler and most definitely harmonica player, Toots Thielemann. And Nick, I want to bring you up. You actually, while traveling through Belgium, had a chance to run into Toots Thielemann. Is that right? I'd love to hear that story.
Yeah, so when I was in Belgium, I was stationed there for 3 years, actually with Sergeant DeStefano. And we do tons of gigs at the consulate, at the embassy. So for Belgians, Toots Thielemans is a national a national monument, you know.
Yeah, he's a hero.
Yeah. So we were at one of the embassies, and Toots showed up, and it was an incredible event. So I ended up having a chance to play with him 3 times, and he's really one of the kindest, most gentle, sweet people you think I've ever met in my life. Mm-hmm. And I really had a pleasure to meet him. It was really amazing, amazing time.
Fantastic. I love that story. Now, of course, the band also is not only traveling around the world together, but they traveled from around the country to get together. And I would love to hear if you find that there's any influences, like somebody coming from New England says, oh, boy, my area of jazz is this. And somebody from the West Coast saying, oh, my area of jazz is this. I'd talk to Ian a little bit about running into people from around the country in band. And do you feel like you're getting a sense of the breadth of jazz and music because you're running into people from around the country?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's a great experience. I grew up in a suburb of Detroit in Michigan. And, of course, that's the Motown sound. Yeah. But there's a lot of great jazz musicians that came out of Detroit, too. Frank Rosalino, especially, one of my favorites.
Very good. Yeah.
And Curtis Fuller. But enough of name dropping. At any rate, it's great to experience all the, it's sometimes, I don't want to say culture shock, but most of the music that I've been listening to, it's nice to be surrounded by musicians that have actually played that music.
And, right.
You know, so it's been a fantastic experience. And, it's the best decision of my life. So
fantastic. The five-man trio here from the 56th Army Band down at JBLM. Josh, I wanted to talk to you about the outreach you do at schools. You're out there working jazz workshops or just performing for kids. How does that work?
A little bit of both, depending on the school. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're not going to do jazz workshops with elementary schoolers. but we'll play
yet.
Colleges and high schools. We'll go into the band. We'll sit down with their big band. We'll talk to the individual students through different things. And then we'll also just go on concerts to support music in the schools and just try and make them have a good time, get the kids up dancing.
Now, I'm sure in practice you're working on a lot of the standards and, of course, working out Madonna and Journey tunes. But do you get a chance to write music, too?
Yeah. Several of us are composers, and we do. We write a lot. I wouldn't say it happens at work, but if you're feeling something, you know, you jot it down, you bring it in, and we try to make it into music.
I know this next song is one that you wrote, and I wonder if you could tell us about how this song came about.
Sure. This song is called Baraboo. I wrote it for my oldest daughter, Clara, when she was a toddler, and I was just trying to capture that sort of curiosity and craziness that comes along with them running through the house and tearing it up and just... Not the angry, cranky modes. I have different songs about that. But this was the happiness stage. And so she should be listening. Hi, Clara. This one's for you.
All right. Let's see how well they handle that sound. The five-man trio from the 56th Army Band live on KPLU. Thank you.
Five-man trio live on 88.5. That was a ton of fun. Sergeant First Class Joshua DiStefano at the piano. The Sergeants, Nicola Crisati, bass, Eric Feldra guitar, Michael Cook sax. The Specialists, Joel Mauricio drums, Ian Stark trombone, Jessica Hall singing. That was wonderful. Thank you so much for being here. You can follow this band and their travels around on the Facebook page, 56th Army Band. That's a great place to go. And check them out live. They got a busy schedule ahead. You'll find them in Olympia for the Music in the Park series tomorrow night at 7. Friday night, they're down south for the Vancouver, Washington Wine and Jazz Festival. Then Wednesday, the 31st, at Portland 5 Theater down in Oregon. Thanks again so much for being here. Thanks to Hutch back in the room for helping to engineer the show. And with that, we will send it back to Robin Lloyd for more Midday Jazz. Oh, before I do that even, I need to thank all the members of our leadership circle. It's your generous contributions and the support of all the 88.5 listeners that have made these performances possible. I'd also like to thank our studio session sponsors, the Shack Arts Center in Everett, and Michael Good with Vibe Vision Seattle for the video production. And now, Robin Lloyd, take it away with more Midday Jazz on KPLU. And we're clear.
Cool.